That's what I'm talking about. Here with the greatest beard in the Western world.
It's a damn good beard too, man. It's a real good beard from my mate right there. It's a damn good beard.
And when I say the greatest beard, I do not mean
beard,
one of those
goofy
little. I don't mean one of them goofy little espresso macchiato drinking hipster beards. No. I mean a true proper Nelson's Revenge at the Battle of Trafalgar. I mean Plato meets Karl Marx meets Socrates meets Charles Dickens in a no-holds tag team grudge match.
Come on.
That's Jake the Bassman Byers drinking black coffee and playing the bass right there, y'all.
Thank you for that introduction, Barley.
So, brother Jake. What I want
to
know right now, and what I'm sure this entire congregation would like to know is,
I'm honest, man.
What kind of song do you want to play right now?
Oh, that's easy now. I don't even have to think about it, because I always want to play a killing song.
Brother Jake wants to play a killing song.
That's right.
He's feeling bloody. What kind of song do you want to hear? Killing song, that's good. That's good, that's what we're going to play. This next song is the greatest killing song ever written. If you don't agree with me that it's the greatest killing song ever written, that's cool, but you're wrong. I'll tell you, the truth is not democratic. Everybody can have their opinion, yes. But let me just give you Exhibit A. Let's just say we take a bunny rabbit. And don't worry, ma'am, I love bunnies. I love cute little cuddly bunnies. I just want to hold
respect
them and pet
bunny.
Them and hold them and snuggle. Say we took a little bunny rabbit. And I respect that bunny rabbit's privacy, so I don't look to see if it's male or female. And we place that bunny rabbit in a dark little shoebox so it can get some sleep.
Protect the bunny.
And we can then pass around a ballot box and we can all vote on it. We can vote on whether or not the rabbit is male or female.
Vote on the bunny.
And then we can get a tally at the end and we can decide what our opinion is collectively on the gender of the rabbit. But none of that's going to change anything about the matter of fact when Jake over here, who likes to make Hasenbraten, takes the rabbit out, starts peeling its skin off so he can soak it in milk and salt.
That's right.
No matter what our opinion was about our vote, it ain't gonna change nothing about whether the rabbit's got cock and balls or not. You see what I'm saying?
All tastes the same to me.
Matters of fact are not democratic.